Shares of Avis are on a roll, up 675% year-to-date as the stock has been embraced by the retail trading community. Credit for that could be linked to two things, a catchy stock ticker and signs of a fundamental turnaround at Avis. If you are in the name, should you stay the course? Jefferies analyst Hamza Mazari is out today saying, let it ride on Avis, and lifting his price target to $333 from $100, and you're seeing the shares pop accordingly. Hamza, good to see you here this morning. So you write at length about Avis and its prospects, and you say there are multiple levers here to drive upside in the stock. What's the most important one?
Yeah, it's a great question. Thank you for having me. So the biggest lever here is pricing power. And when you think about that, you know, historically, these companies got maybe $60 revenue per day. Today, we're running above 80. And that is leading to structurally higher margins, higher than prior peak. You know, this year, the company will do 25% EBITDA margins. Prior peak was 11 and change. Now, we don't think we'll stay here, but we can be at 15% longer term. So pricing power is the number one driver. The other two drivers we would say are you have the international business, which is down 34-35% from pre-COVID levels. That used to be about 30% of revenue. You know, 40% of the business is commercial. That hasn't come back, right? Business travel hasn't come back. And then the other thing that you're seeing here is, you know, short interest is still pretty high. You know, we were at 37% short interest going into the Q3 print. Now we're probably slightly under 15, but I think you continue to see that short interest squeeze as well. And it doesn't hurt that Avis, you know, bought back 20% of their float over the last 4 months. And we think going forward, there's probably another $1 billion plus buyback where you'll see the share count also continue to come down. So capital allocation and the buyback is also another big catalyst here.
What can you say about the volatility here? You were talking about the idea and wrote in your note about the possibility of further buybacks because of the position that they're in with the stock where it is now. But do you see volatility as maybe continuing through the elevated levels that we're seeing at, what, $142 $300 a share right now?
Yeah, we see the volatility continuing with the risk to the upside. So if you think about it, you know, when they printed Q3 earnings, the stock went to $545. And we really wanted the stock to settle down before updating our numbers and coming back out, refreshing our thesis here. So, you know, we talked about the short interest, right? Short interest went from 37% down to 15% and change. That will continue to squeeze because pricing is going to continue to remain pretty strong for car rental through the end of 2022, at least because of how tight fleet levels are and the chip shortage, et cetera. It's very tough to add back supply today. And we think the companies will be disciplined. So that short interest combined with pretty strong pricing numbers going forward are going to lead to continued volatility, but likely to the upside.
Hamza, I'm sure you're watching what's unfolding over at Hertz. Seems like a very re-energized company and brand under new CEO Mark Fields. How does that change anything with regards to your outlook for Avis?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, we don't cover Hertz formally. We dropped coverage when it went bankrupt, and we haven't picked up since it's reemerged. So what I can say, though, around Hertz is that, you know, you had a bad actor in the oligopoly called car rental that led to sort of a dysfunctional pricing model. And now you're seeing a bad actor become a good actor, which we think will lead to a functional oligopoly with pricing power in car rental. So what has changed? You know, you talked about the management. Clearly that's changed, but it's more than management. You know, I think you look at their balance sheet. The balance sheet is now, you know, below 1.5 times levered. They were over 6 times levered when they were public previously, and they had a capital investment plan because their IT systems were pretty old that they had to really reinvest in the business. So here you have a bad actor that was chasing volume previously becoming a good actor that's not chasing volume, that's disciplined on pricing. And a big part of that is they're not handcuffed by a very large debt burden. And so that we think is a big positive as well. And that likely, we think, again, will lead to structurally higher margins and profitability as a result of stronger pricing power in this space.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Jefferies analyst Hamza Mazari, over at Jefferies. Good to see you today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.